الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. دروس الله. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, as we approach the last phase of the life of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a great Sahabi, a great warrior, a Khalifa, the son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The scholars have mentioned many significant events which led to the martyrdom, to the shahadat of Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an. Most importantly, the Battle of Nahrawan. The Battle of Nahrawan was a battle fought by the Muslims, the army who was with Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, and they fought the Kharijis, and the Kharijis were defeated. It was a heavy blow for the Kharijis. Many of the Khariji group of people, their leaders, were actually killed in this battle, the Battle of Nahrawan. And so the victory was for the army of Iraq, who was with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha. Scholars have mentioned it is this battle which left deep wounds in the hearts of the Kharijis that were spared and were alive. It was a difficult moment for them. Nevertheless, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha found himself to be in a very difficult situation. Now imagine, in his Khilafat, one group of people love him, admire him, have venerated him to the level of infallibility. And on the other side, you have a group of people who hate him, who plot against him, who want to, aliyazu billah, assassinate him, who have cut away from him, defected from his army, disavowed him completely. And the scholars have mentioned that these are the Khariji group of people. So in order to take control, it was important for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an to make sure that internally, if there is any filth, that should be cleared first. And so he took up this challenge to fight the Khariji group of people. Of course, after debating with them and explaining to them, these were people who came up with some profane, un-Islamic beliefs, aliyazu billah. And so it was difficult even for people like Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. But nevertheless, they took a heavy defeat in the Battle of Nahrawan. Thereafter, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an wanted the army to continue with that momentum, that fiery spirit of jihad. And so what he said to them is that, I want you now to turn to the direction of Syria. Let us go to Syria. Now in Syria, Syrians were a group of people who accepted Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. And these were people who wanted the qisas first of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said to the army that, let us go to Syria and hopefully we could compromise and the Syrians would also come under the banner of Khilafat and they would do bay'ah with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. This would only strengthen the Khilafat, the position of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. The Kharijis were weak. The only people left now was to compromise with the brothers who were the Syrians. But subhanallah, this was never to be, unfortunately. Many a times the sailors want the wind to blow in their favor, but it blows in the opposite direction. And so when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an spoke to them, the army and the Iraqi soldiers were completely demoralized. And they started making excuses and they said, oh, we can't fight, we are tired, our swords have become completely blunt, we need to replenish our quivers, we have no ammunition, we have no arms, let us go back. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an looked at them. Now these were different people, remember, not the people of Medina, these were not the companions, these were completely different people from Iraq. And so Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said to them that, if it's excuse that you put in front of me, that uzr is accepted and you can go back. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an gave them permission, hoping that possibly within a short span of time, maybe they will rise again and face the Syrians. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an noticed when he went back and returned to the Khilafat, to the capital, that one by one, all of them came, the soldiers, and were actually resigning from their position, from the ranks of the Muslim army. This was a very difficult moment for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, to actually see your strength, your Muslim army that controls the borders, to be completely fragmented and to be dismantled. This was a very difficult moment for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And in fact, anyone who does the research of the khutbah, the sermons that were delivered by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an during the last phase of his life, one can understand clearly the difficulty that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was going through. And he openly spoke to the people that, you are a group of people who have not understood jihad, and that how one should go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah will give you victory. And these were people who did not value a good leader. Many a times you'll see that sometimes you have a great charismatic leader, a great individual, but the people around him are cowards and traitors and people who are ungrateful. And this is the difficulty that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was facing. Subhanallah al-Azim. It was the decree of Allah that Hazrat Usman was shaheed, and of course that difference of opinion between him and Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. But this was just an ikhtilaf of rai. All of them were great companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the main core, the citizens, the subjects from Iraq, Egypt, Kufa and that entire zone, none of them would honor what Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an wanted. So it was extremely difficult for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an decided that the best option would be to compromise with Hazrat Amir Muawiyah in case the Christians and the Jews were to take advantage of this ikhtilaf, this difference of opinion between the Syrians and the rest of the Khilafat that was in the control of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Ali was an intelligent individual. By far, all of the scholars have mentioned that the Rai, the opinion of Hazrat Ali, was the right opinion. And this was a khata, an ijtihadi mistake on behalf of the Syrians, who accepted Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. And so Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah that what we need to do is let the Syrians be with you and you take control of Syria. And I shall take control of Iraq and that part of the zone, the rest of the Khilafat. So at least there's no ikhtilaf between the two brothers. All of them were brothers, the Syrians and the Iraqis. And so this was agreed that none of them would interfere in their borders of control. So Hazrat Amir Muawiyah would rule Syria and the rest of the Khilafat was under the control of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. However, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was a very pious man, a man not of this dunya. And also Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was not a man of this dunya. These were companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it was a difficult moment. Hazrat Ali had to take in a lot mentally when he saw that all of the people in the Iraqi army were leaving and were resigning. This was a difficult moment. And he did not want to go out towards Syria to even challenge the Syrians thereafter. Later on, the scholars have mentioned that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an just turned towards Allah. And Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an says that my father said to me that in the night I saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam coming to me in his dream. This was the night before he was made shaheed. And so he said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, look at your ummah, the pain they have given me. Look at your ummah, the pain that they have given me. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very angry. And he said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, that pray against them. Pray against the people who are against you. As in those Iraqi people who turned away from Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And thereafter the attitude of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was completely different. Ulama have mentioned that when he would make dua, he would openly criticize the people that were around him. And he was actually tired. And so he would lift up his hands and he would make a dua. One of the dua which is mentioned in the books of Tariq is that he said, Ya Allah, these are men who don't honor their leaders. They are tired of me. And the truth is, I am tired of them. They are tired of me and I am tired of them. Just like what Nuh alayhi salatu was salam did. Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, after a period of time, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had informed him through revelation, he understood the nature of the people. And so he turned away and he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we need to sort and get rid of this section of the community. And so he said, Ya Allah, these are people who are tired of me and I am tired of them. Relieve me from them and relieve them from me. Relieve them from me and relieve me from them. This was the dua of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Scholars have mentioned that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an knew exactly how death would come to him because of the prophecy and the glad tidings that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given to his companions, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. The death and the shahadat of Hazrat Umar was known to him. The shahadat of Hazrat Usman was also known to him. And of course, even the shahadat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. It is the month of Muharram. Even Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an was made shaheed in the month of Muharram. And we're covering the shahadat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Scholars have mentioned even the location is mentioned in the hadith. The location is mentioned in the hadith. In fact, in the hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is so precise, Allahu Akbar, that he has even mentioned that part of the body which will take the first fatal blow. The first fatal blow, that is also mentioned in the hadith. Some people have even mentioned that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had told him, the person who would assassinate him, the person who would kill him. Subhanallah. And just to give you a few examples, ulama have mentioned that once Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was critically ill. And a lot of the people were coming to visit him. And a man came, when he looked at Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, he started crying. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said to him, don't worry, nothing will happen to me now. I won't die. And he said, why? How can you be so sure? What a great man you are. And he said, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said to me, Ali, death will only come to you when this part will touch this part. Death will only come to you when this part will touch this part. And the meaning of that is, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an had explained, that when blood comes out from the head and the blood covers my entire beard. When blood comes out from the head and it will cover my entire beard, that is the time death will come to me. This is what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had informed me. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, my respected brothers and elders, what a Nabi. He informed of everything to the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'een were people who took everything gracefully from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so he said, not to worry, this is what my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, and this is what will happen. At the moment it's just flu and nothing will happen to me. Abdullah ibn Salam, when he saw Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an mounting, and when he put his foot into the stirrup, he said to Hazrat Ali that, where are you going? And Hazrat Ali said to Abdullah ibn Salam, I'm going towards Iraq. So Abdullah ibn Salam said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, if you go to Iraq, then the edge of the sword will strike at you. Then the edge of the sword will strike at you. And so he said to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam, that this is exactly what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had told me. And so he was well informed. He knew exactly what was happening for him to move the Khilafat from Medina Munawwara towards Kufa and to fight with the other rebels that were there, the people who entered Medina Munawwara and who disrespected the city of Madinatul Munawwara. He fought them all. And he never fought with Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. In fact, he agreed with the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so he said, never mind what you say to me, because that information is given to me by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is said that once he saw Ibn al-Muljim, when he looked at him, he said to a group of people that this is the man who will murder me, who will assassinate me. And so the group of people came to Hazrat Ali and they said, if you give us permission, let us kill him. Let us kill him first. And Hazrat Ali said, how can you kill him when he hasn't killed me? How can you kill him when he hasn't touched me? And so you can't do nothing right now. The laws of Qisas, subhanallah, have a lot of explanation. There are a lot of masail with regards to Qisas. If somebody was to kill somebody, Qisas would only apply if, for an example, there is no doubt that this man had a firm intention to kill that person. If there is any doubt, then there is no Qisas. Any doubt, there is no Qisas. These are the laws of Qisas. So he says, how can you apply this? And he only, of course, gave information, possibly of what he had heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So things became difficult. This desire to live became bitter and sour for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And now he was turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Now Ibn al-Muljim, of course, he was a Khariji. Khariji. These were people who were waiting for that opportunity to strike back at the Muslims, and also that vengeance, that fire of vengeance was burning in them of what had happened with the Khariji people in the Battle of Nahrawan. So Ibn al-Muljim called all the people, his own followers and groups, the Khariji group of people, and they did Mashwira. And three people were selected, Aliyazu Billah, three people to assassinate three companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Only a few companions at that time, but even the three companions were not spared by the Khariji group of people. So Ibn al-Muljim said that I will take care of Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Ibn al-Muljim said I will take care of Hazrat Ali. Another man whose name was Burrukh. Burrukh was a Khariji. And he said I will take care of the governor of Syria, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. And the third Sahabi that was left was Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala an. A third Khariji said, whose name was also Amr, he says, that Amr said, I will take care of Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala. And all of them decided that we will, Allahu Akbar, carry out this shameful act of assassinating and plotting to kill Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in. Nevertheless, we talk about Ibn al-Muljim. This man walked out from that majlis to carry out this shameful mission that he took upon himself. But it is said that as he was traveling, he came to the tribe of Taim. He came to the tribe of Taim. And there he met up with some of the Khariji people. And he also met up with this lady. And the name of this lady was Kuthum. What was the name? Kuthum. This lady was extremely beautiful. Extremely beautiful. And Ibn al-Muljim became Divana. Ibn al-Muljim became infatuated with her beauty. This lady was so beautiful that when Ibn al-Muljim saw her, he forgot everything what was his plan. And that's why the scholars have mentioned, beware of women, they can bewitch the most intelligent. Beware of women, they can bewitch the most intelligent. Allahu Akbar. And their charm, their beauty, at times if it is not halal, can destroy a man. A man that has worked for 40 years, in 40 seconds everything is destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So this man stopped everything, Ibn al-Muljim. And this was the lady whose father and brother was killed in the Battle of Nahrawan. So she knew of Ibn al-Muljim, how he was, very forthright. So Ibn al-Muljim said to Qaisum that, I want to marry you. She said, I will marry you, but I have some conditions. And the first thing she said is that, I want 3,000 from you. 3,000 possibly mahar, dirham. I want 3,000 from you, and a male slave and a female slave. A male slave and a female slave as dowry, and also the killing of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. That should be the dowry. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So my dowry is 3,000 dirham and the killing of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Only then I will marry you. Ibn al-Muljim said that I can understand the 3,000 dirhams, I can understand the male and female slave that you want, but your last condition means that you're not sincere marrying me. And she said, no, if you survive and if you return back, I am your wife. Or otherwise, whatever happens to you, that is the decree from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the language, how Qaisum spoke with Ibn al-Muljim. Now Ibn al-Muljim was all fired up and he said, well, let me tell you one thing. My initial intention, Aliyazu Billah, was to kill Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. But anyway, He said to this lady that I shall return back to you and you will be my wife. And she said to Ibn al-Muljim that if you return back, I am in your nikah. And this is my mahar. So guarantee me that you will, aliyazu billah, rid this earth of this man, Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, who has murdered the Khariji group of people, including her father and the brother. So this man went, and subhanallah, what he decided is that when Hazrat Ali comes out from the house for Fajr Salah, now the Khulafa were the Imams at that time. The Khulafa were always the Imams, and they would be the Imam of the Masjid. And so he came out for Fajr Salah. As he came out, Ibn al-Muljim, he attacked Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and the first blow was towards the head. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an collapsed and he fell to the ground. All of the people gathered around Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and Ibn al-Muljim started to run. A few at the time of Fajr started to run behind Ibn al-Muljim. Eventually Ibn al-Muljim was caught. And so Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said to the people that, bring that man who has attacked me in front of me so I can see him and he can see me. So when Ibn al-Muljim stood in front of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Ali knew, of course. And so Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said to him that, did I not treat you with honor and respect? Did I not treat you with honor and respect? And all he said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an is that I had sharpened the blade for 40 days. I had sharpened the blade, the sword, for 40 days for this attack. That's all he said. And in another narration it is said, he said to the people that were around, in fact when the daughter of Hazrat Ali came, Hazrat Kulsum, she was crying to see the father in this state. So she looked at Ibn al-Muljim and she said that, Ibn al-Muljim, what did my father do to you? And anyway, my father will survive this. My father will survive this. And he started laughing. And he said that I had bought this sword for 1,000 dirhams, for 1,000. And I put poison on the blade enough for 1,000 men. Enough for 1,000 men. And he said, if my blade was to touch all of the people of this city, all of them would die. Never mind your father Ali. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It is said that all of the doctors came, the physicians, to treat Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. The main physician at that time, the famous doctor, his name was Athir ibn Amr. Athir ibn Amr al-Sukuni. He was a physician. He came and he looked at Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. What he did is that he had taken a vein out from the flesh of a sheep. The flesh of a sheep. A vein out. And he put that vein into the wound and inflated the vein. And then he took it out again. And he saw that the vein was discolored. And immediately he said to Hazrat, this was perhaps their method of understanding and diagnosing. And so he said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and immediately, that Amirul Mu'mineen, make your wasiyah, and whatever you want to say, say it, because only death is the next step for you. Death is the next step for you. And so Hazrat Hassan and Hussein and everybody was there, the companions were there, as in those that were his close followers and family members. And they said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, do you want us to choose Hazrat Hassan as our leader after your demise? And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said that, I am not saying that, and I am not also refusing of that. I am not agreeing to that and also refusing to that. I will do exactly what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left it open to the people to choose. And this was the shahadat of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Eventually the man who killed him also was a Khariji individual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give jazai khair to this great man, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. What a sahabi, subhanallah. What a brave man, what an intelligent man he was. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is full of praises for this individual, and he said that I am the city of knowledge and Ali is the door. I am the city of knowledge and Ali is the door. But unfortunately the people that were around him were not grateful and did not appreciate this great leader. And this is how it all ends. Inshallah ta'ala, we will continue from this shahadat of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an in the next few sessions. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallahil azim. Ya rabbi lakal hamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultanik. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al'afwa wal afiyata fid dunya wal akhirah. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.